Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N-Word, along with my illustrious co-host representing the great state of Ohio, Miss 100%. Say hi, Miss 100%.
Hey, everybody. This is Miss 100%. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. And tonight we have an interview with actress. The woman, she's got a lot of titles behind her name, but we'll just start with actress, film diva, Diane Sullivan. And if you want to holler at us, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, our guest is Diane Sullivan, and you can call us here, 646-929-2037. And if you want to, I know some of y'all are too shy to call. Email me your questions, comments, concerns, dick@smoothdrama.com is the address. Once again, dick@smoothdrama.com. And because we're really sociable, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, tag, MySpace, my yearbook. You name it, whatever it is, I'm probably there. And I'm Dick Hugger when I'm there. Except for if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me, add me, everywhere else is Dick Hugger. I will add you back and we can conversate. And if you want to catch up to my illustrious co-host, feel free to go to our Smooth Drama site and check out Miss 100%, and you can click on her, go to her page, and you can like everything she says, because she's going to like everything that you say.
Absolutely.
Speaking of liking stuff, you remember Colt 45, right? Billy D. Williams? Colt 45.
Works every time.
Well, Colt 45 is making a comeback. Colt 45 has come out with a new fruity line, which is in the bright, colorful, like those iced tea, those Arizona iced tea cans, big, bright, and fruity, 23.5-ounce cans that look like soda, only Coke 45 has 12%.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they have 12%.
Exactly
here.
Where they going with that.
Right. And when I saw the can, guess what one of the flavors was?
Go ahead.
Watermelon.
See, that's not what I was talking about.
All right, I'm just saying. We know Coke 45.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to advertise to the African-American market, as they call it. Now,
yeah.
They're going to, I guess this is alcoholic Kool-Aid. So they have, and it's extra strong, because beer normally is at like 6% alcohol.
Okay.
Only this one in the 23.5-ounce can is 12%. So, And I saw the watermelon, and I could not stop laughing. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, to me too. And when I was saying that, I can see exactly where they're going with this, marketing towards the younger generation of African-American boys and girls, or men and women. There was actually a similar brand on the market called Four Loko, and they actually took it off the market. They just stopped selling it here in Ohio maybe 2 months ago. A couple of kids were there. You don't have to have an ID to buy it. And it had 12% alcohol in it. So teenagers were buying it, and a couple of kids actually died because of it. They were actually drinking this and then chasing it with Red Bull.
Mm.
And it killed a couple of kids.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. And they had a Snoop Dogg as a front man for Colt 45 here. And they were asking him to take back his endorsement, but I'm thinking he's gonna take the money and run. But.
So now Snoop Dogg is the spokesperson for all African American people.
Well, I guess when it comes to fruity
fruity alcohol, fruity malt liquor,
pretty much. So. Don't look out for that. Code 45, as you say, works every time. Speaking of working every time, I'm for those of you who don't know, I'm a big nerd, big comic book guy. I'm hollering at my main man Lee over at the comic book store, and I saw Black Dynamite. The comic book, for those of you who don't know, Black Dynamite was a film that came out a couple of years ago, starring Michael Jai White.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw you. He's like,
What did the lady say? Black Dynamite, you're so righteous.
Well, it the comic book, you know, I mean, the movie was a spoof of the blaxploitation flicks of the 70s.
Yes.
You know, and it's a pretty funny movie. I saw the comic book, and immediately I was like, oh, Black Dynamite, the comic book, and then I looked closely at the cover, and it killed me. What is on the cover? Black Dynamite with his afro and a yellow button-down shirt and some blue pants. Now, what is the significance of the yellow button-down shirt and some blue pants? One of the early black superheroes, Luke Cage, Power Man, he too had the yellow button-down shirt and the blue pants, only they were the tight spandex, and he had a chain as a belt, and he was one of three characters to wear a tiara. Now, I said, one, black men, well, nobody wears tiaras, and it was pointed out to me that there were actually two characters that wore the tiara, Wonder Woman and I believe Aquaman's dead wife in the comic book. But no male characters wore a tiara. I just thought there's just something wrong with that picture. And a black man would be wearing a tiara in a comic book. And to top it off, he had the yellow button-down shirt. And I'm like, nobody wears yellow buttons. You can't find that nowhere. But lo and behold, I'm watching Family Feud on the DVR, the Steve Harvey Family Feud.
Okay.
There's an old black man with a yellow button-down shirt on.
If you say it's not possible, then again, they prove you wrong.
It proved me wrong. I was like, wow, he got on the yellow button-down shirt. I have never seen one in the store before. Yeah, I'm thinking you have to special order them. I just saw Black Dynamite with the yellow button-down shirt. It just No. Stop it. But that's just me. The nerd in me. I saw it. I wanted to share that with y'all. And I was proven wrong. I thought that there was possibly no way that black men or a black man in particular would wear a yellow button-down shirt. You couldn't find them nowhere in no stores, but I was shut up. Before we get Ms. Sullivan, no, we going to go on a commercial break here. We're going to play a song here. This is Kayla. I got what you want. Crack.
Yeah, you can call on me whenever you need. Hit me on the cell, I'll be down the street. You know where it's at, if you need an act. And even if you don't, I got what you want. You can call on me whenever you need. Hit me on the cell, I'll be down the street. You know where it's at, if you need an act. And even if you don't, I got what you want. I got what you want.
I don't look like it, huh? Caught you by surprise, but I don't meet expectations, I just apply. Whatever you need and he needs and she needs, come see me, just call me, I got it for a small fee. I got it all, be well ground coffee, beans, collard greens, and a couple new car keys. Can you follow me? Is you keeping up? Ain't gotta ask me if I got it, cause I keep the stuff. And if I don't, I bet I know somebody who can come and bring it to me before this metaphor is even done. So take a fucking breather. Matter of fact, breathe in this reefer. Now how that tastes, I bet you never had no push that's sweeter. Yeah, that's that good, shake and bake Ricky Bobby. They do this for a living, this is just my hobby. And if you're looking for me, it won't be hard to find me. I'm over there by the curb serving everybody.
Whenever you need, hit me on the cell, I'll be down the street. You know where it's at, if you need an act. And even if you don't, I got what you want. You can call on me whenever you need. Hit me on the cell, I'll be down the street. You know where it's at, if you need an act. And even if you don't, I got what you want. I got what you want.
I got what you want. I got what you need. A supermarket Walmart can't fuck with me. I'm what a hustler be. Perfect definition. I am economics. Hood chick edition. I'm what the hood been missing. I keep the business running. So my doorstep looking forward like I owe them something. Yeah, I get the end, making runs like G and Rummin. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to get this money. I got to get it. If I don't, somebody else will. Don't give a fuck about the way somebody else feel. I don't know how health feels. My dough feels steady solo. Sometimes it flows slow, but I still get steady dough though. Oh, nigga, you don't know I'm a duffel bag chick. Hit the fast track with a backpack full of double bag bricks. If it ain't flipping, I ain't tripping. I don't stumble past shit. I ain't bragging, I'm just rapping. I'm a humble bag.
You can call on me whenever you need. Hit me on the cell, I'll be down the street. You know where it's at, if you need an act. And even if you don't, I got what you want. You can call on me whenever you need. Hit me on the cell, I'll be down the street. You know where it's at, if you need an act. And even if you don't, I got what you want. I got what you want.
Together you got a smooth
drama. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Kayla. I got what you want. Or something like that. I think I got what you want also. So, without further ado, while we're here, we shall get our esteemed guest on the call here, Ms. Sullivan, so we can talk about her photos, because that's all I want to talk about. The other stuff is extra. I guess we can talk about her acting and at least
How are you?
Welcome to Smooth Drama, Ms. Sullivan. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm good now.
Hello, Ms. Sullivan.
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for your help today.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
All right. Well, I have to say, love your photos.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very photogenic.
Thank you.
I mean, you in reading about you, you wear a lot of hats. I mean, you do a lot. I want to ask you what made you want to get into show business and actress in particular.
I think perhaps it was something that I always wanted to do, or I think just being able to, in some manner, I think, put a smile on someone's face. I enjoy people being happy. I enjoy being a catalyst for that. And I think that this is a way that you can do that. You can contribute to someone's happiness, you know, someone's laughter.
Okay. All right. So talk about your company, Diane Entertainment, and, you know.
Yes, tell us about the Diane Sullivan brand.
The brand. I think an easy way to explain that is being yourself, being comfortable with yourself, not trying to be anyone else, but trying to improve on whatever it is that God has given you, and not trying to make it imitate anyone else or anything else other than what it is that you have, but just try to enhance whatever that is. And I think if I can do that, or if people can do that, it wouldn't matter what someone else is doing. We can be happy with ourselves. So I think the brand, to be yourself, appreciate what God has given you, whether someone else appreciates it or not, and just build upon that to whatever level that God will allow you to build.
Okay. Well, we see that you've done a lot of building. Now, in your opinion, which one do you prefer? Do you prefer the behind the camera, or do you prefer, you know, the actual acting, the working, being the actress model?
I think it depends on the project. For there's a biblical movie film script that I've written. My brother actually helped me with it. He's actually turned it into a book. And there is a huge amount of cinematography that's going to be with this. It's not going to be a very passive piece at all. I think depending on the project would depend on what hat I would like to wear on that particular occasion. For like the biblical film, definitely behind. For something that's action, sci-fi, oh gosh, I would love to be in front, you know. Love to always, if nothing else, pretend I'm a superhero, you know, so I really love that aspect. So I think it just really depends upon the project that would determine where I would want to be.
Well, piggybacking on that, you know, I saw that you sci-fi. I read that you had the comic book characters and the comic book development. And I mean, are you a comic book person, or you're a big comic book collector, sci-fi person?
Well, actually, no. My brothers, all of them are artists, and they always drew comics and. We always used to exercise a lot when we grew up, and the girls just pretty much imitated what the guys did. They thought they were Mr. Atlas or somebody. And so we imitated them, and in their mind, you know, ladies supposed to have like little tiny waist and everything. So they kind of, I don't know, had us thinking certain ways, and that's how they always drew their little cartoons. So I think our minds were being shaped by all the little cartoons and stuff that my family used to draw, because almost everybody in my family draws.
Hold on.
I'm not a great artist. I'm sorry?
No, tiny waist? Nah. It's not wrong with a little hip action.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they always put hip on there, you know. They definitely did that. So, yeah, they always did that. But, no, my family was always very artistic and very athletic. And so we were a very competitive family. And me being the youngest, I was always competing against someone that was always better than me or faster. And so that's how our family is. You know, my father, my mom always stressed that we should be educated and work very hard in whatever it is that we try to do. So they wanted children that wanted to excel because of whatever it is that you have, not to be someone else, but just to improve on what you have.
Okay.
Oh, you said about the coming book. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we'll come back to that. Ask your question.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I was actually looking at your bio, and I was looking at all of the things that you do all at the same time, and I was like, wow, is this woman a robot? But I can understand how challenging it can be, and sometimes you may not get the recognition that you deserve. But what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going? You know, maybe there are some aspiring actors and actresses out there. You know, tell them what keeps you going or who keeps you going and gives you the strength, you know, that you don't give up on your dreams.
What keeps me going is the fact that a long time ago I was diagnosed with lupus. And you get really fatigued. There was a time when I couldn't walk. Most of my life, actually. And so for me to be able to do half of the things that I do, I think is an extraordinary blessing from God. And so what keeps me motivated is the fact that I don't take anything for granted. I can't. I'm just glad to be able to do the things that I do. And so that's motivation for me to get up every day and to do something. And I don't need anything else other than the fact that I'm grateful.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to God that I can do what I could not do before.
Yeah, that, I mean, that,
I can definitely identify with that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing I always say, you know, every day is a blessing. You wake up. I mean,
yeah.
Nobody's promised tomorrow. So, I mean, to hear your story, I mean, it's inspiring. It should be inspiring to everyone out there that, you know, there could be something and you could have just given up, but you decided not to. And you're still here and you're thriving. And in talking about the thriving, when I spoke about your comic book characters, I was reading that you had three characters, the Justice Lady Knight, the black superhero and the feminine force, you know, and the weapons of virtue, Arma Santimonia. Yeah, I'm a big comic book guy, so I saw that. I was like, oh, we got to talk about that.
Well, actually, the weapons comic will be out in May. If I remember correctly, it will debut in Atlantic City on the 22nd of May at an MMA event, which is a mixed martial arts event. So if I remember the date correctly, it's the 22nd of May, which will be next month. And my comic book, it's a sci-fi. It's actually a part of a bigger comic book that will have different smaller comics inside. it will there will be an issue every month, so you would have an opportunity to read this month and then read next month and to keep up with it. But that should be in June.
All right.
So, and it's based upon me. So I'm pretty excited about that. But weapons is I think it's really going to be great. The White Ice Studio is actually doing both comics. Their page should be up in about a week and a half to 2 weeks so that you'll be able to follow up on
okay.
on everything.
Well, Ms. Sullivan, we have a call here. Let me get the call on.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Blue Drama. You have a question?
Thank you. This is Lawrence White. I'm the one that Diane makes draw her a lot.
Okay. How you doing, Lawrence?
Hello, Lawrence.
Good. I'm the white of white, I guess. So, but yeah, I just wanted to call in with Diane. She's great. I love her to death. She's one of the best people I know. We're really going to knock it out of the park with the comics. Weapons of Virtue, we have her in that, and which will actually be part of Lady Knights, a kind of a shared universe. My partner, Lou, which Diane knows really well, he came to me with Weapons of Virtue, and it sounded so much like my Lady Knight stories that we got along so well that we kind of integrated them all into one universe. So
okay.
Diane's character will be vital to both, so both books will kind of feed, you know, Weapons characters into Lady Knights back into Weapons. So it's going to kind of all tie in together. And I'm a big Luke Cage fan, too, so I was just talking about Power Man, so I got all excited.
Yeah, well, you know, I was referring to the fact that there are no other characters that wore a tiara, especially in your yellow dress shirt. I can't get past that, and I love Luke Cage. Also.
He's all hardcore now.
Yeah, I know. Thankfully, they got rid of the yellow.
And the
so
tiara.
The
tiara's
tiara,
gone too.
But just not the yellow shirt?
No, I hate both.
He's totally different now. He doesn't even really have a costume anymore. So go pick up the Avengers. He's in the Avengers now. So,
you know, I have every Avengers comic ever made, actually.
Nice.
Even the DVD 30 years back, but I digress here. This is about Ms. Sullivan. We can talk about my supreme nerdom some other time.
I just wanted to say too that Diane, we're working on another comic book with her, and we're still trying to find the right title. I think we may have one, but we still need to discuss it. But I just wanted to touch base with that, and that's going to be more sci-fi. Diane could probably tell you a little bit more about it, but I just know it's going to be sci-fi and time travel, and she's going to be instrumental to the story, and, of course, we're going to use her likeness. So.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. And of course, you know, let me know when y'all come out with this, because being the big comic book guy I am, I'd like to get a little tidbits in on it and,
We'll get your address and we'll send it over. But I don't want to take it too much time for Diane, but I just wanted to pop in and say that. And May 22nd will be Weapons of Virtue, which will be probably revealed in Atlantic City, I believe. But we can give you more information on that, too. I'll hear more this week, too. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, Mr. White.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Diane. Nice talking with everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Well,
so I had a question for you.
Okay.
I see that you are torn with the stage play, The Measure of a Man. Tell us about your role in that play.
In that play, and I have to acknowledge the other actors and actresses. They're absolutely great with their roles. They're absolutely great, and I'm very honored to actually be on stage with them. We have a lot of great actors and actresses, and I'm just honored to be there. But The Measure of a Man you would get an opportunity to see the lives of several different couples, and you would be able to learn what you should or should not do or how people think. And you, I don't want to give away everything, but you would see some of the very ways that people behave in relationships and get an opportunity to find out what you should and should not do. And making the right decision when it's not easy actually proves whether or not you are an individual that can measure up to be a man or measure up to be a woman. And I think that this particular play, you would be able to see what it takes to really be a man. And I think in our society, we see so many males, as well as females, but since we're talking about Measure of a Man, we see so many males looking for a shortcut in life,
right.
Whether
okay.
it's not taking care of their children, whether it's not working, whether it's finding a woman to take care of them, whatever. We see that a lot. And I really believe that not only the Measure of a Man, but all of the consecutive plays that will come after that, and Mr. Matt Hartwick has developed a series, I think it's going to be a great educational tool in the lives of a lot of people, not just very young people, but people my age that are making the same mistake. I think it's all about learning what not to do, what works in life, and it's not always according to feelings, but you have to use your head in life. And a lot of times we move according to what we feel instead of according to what's right.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
In Measure of a Man, you will find out what it takes to be a man. And if I remember correctly, Mr. Hartwick said there are like seven different things that we will learn by watching and paying attention to the play. I really hope that people come out because I really think it's educational. I think the whole entire series will be educational, and I think that's what God has us here for, is to be a help to each other. And we're not going to be the same help, but whatever God has bestowed upon us, I think we are to share that and to build someone else up and not just try to keep whatever it is to ourselves. I just don't believe that.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I agree with that also
now,
with.
Now, speaking on that, I was reading the article, and they were talking about men get the roles where they talk and women get the roles where they show more skin. And I wanted to ask your opinion on that as someone who's on both sides of the camera. When they talk about this, how do you go in, like going through auditions, whatnot? What are the hardships, the things that you see that you feel need to be addressed and changed?
I have to admit, there's one thing that comes to mind, and again, Mr. Hartwick, who is the director and writer of the play, he and his phenomenal wife, but I have to bring up something that he talked about with me a couple of months ago. He was in a film, and he was telling me that he refused to curse and to do that sort of thing, and I think that boils down to answering your question. The hardships, it's gonna have to be a choice. It's gonna be whether or not you're gonna do something against your conscience. I think that you can frame your life, and you can be proud of what you do if you don't go against your conscience. And I think sometimes we may do that. The hardship is equal to whatever is more important to you that you are willing to walk away from. I think that's what makes it hard. It's when something is important to you and you're willing to walk away from it for money, for fame, out of fear, out of all the negative things.
Okay.
So, it's just going to depend on what's important to someone and what you're willing to give up.
Right. Now,
are you willing to accept the consequences? Because the consequences will come.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, speaking of those consequences, have you ever had a situation where you were offered a role and you
absolutely.
Fight?
Absolutely.
And then
yeah.
You felt like you had to turn it down because they wanted you to compromise who you are?
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I was talking to my sister about it. She said, there's no way you can do that. Yeah, I know. There's no way I can do that. And so, that happens a lot because in society, sex sells. And you have to determine within your mind what you consider sex-related. And you have to determine in your mind what it is and to what limit you're going to put on yourself. Because you will be approached, especially if someone thinks that your outer appearance is indicative of what they think people want to look at.
Right.
And if you fall within that category of what they think, then you will be approached. And it's up to you to make the determination of what you will or will not do. But you will be approached. I was approached, and I turn down a lot of stuff all the time. And it doesn't faze me to turn it down because I have to live within the confines of my mind. And I can't do that if there's a constant battle with myself over decisions that I make. And I've learned that I just can't do that.
I commend you for that. Now, it's a lot of people who will do whatever it takes. I think the approach is, well, I did that so that I can get the money so I can help out. On the back end, we hear argument all the time. Like it's
a lot of people. Again, it's going to be what a person I think is comfortable with. Some people may actually do things so they can put food in the mouths of their children. And so, what I do is I consider myself, and I let God consider them.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so if we wanted to catch up to Miss Diane Sullivan, where can we catch you online? We're looking you up.
Oh, besides your show? Okay.
Yeah, besides my show.
actually, definitely, please go to my IMDb. I would appreciate everyone visiting it each day. It's www.imdb.com/name/NM and my number 3004113. Or you can just do www.imdb.com and my name, Diane Sullivan, Sullivan, and you'll see me there. And like my page, please, but I will have on there the various different projects that I'm associated with. And also, please visit me on Facebook. I have a fan page there that I will keep updated, and I will converse with people as often as I can.
All right. Well, we actually got a couple of questions from one of our bloggers.
Okay.
They asked, out of all the things that you do, what do you like the most? And what are you most passionate about?
I am most passionate, and I haven't done this yet, I'm most passionate about the biblical film because there is a great attempt to create the creatures that the Bible talks about, the way that they actually look according to what I can extrapolate from the Bible. And which is very different than what I've seen actually on TV and the four faces with the angels, everything. And I just, I'm most passionate about that. What have I enjoyed the most? I think I'm enjoying that right now. and that is the science fiction. I like that. And I think part of that is because for a while I couldn't walk and those sorts of things, and with science fiction, you can almost make yourself do anything. So I think that I'm enjoying that part the most, but most passionate about the upcoming film.
Okay. Well, we definitely look forward to catching that film when you do come out with it. Please feel free to, when you get it done, let us know. We can have you on and we can talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. And I really hope that the listening audience, as well as you, both of you, could come out to the premiere of Measure of a Man. It's going to be June the 11th, 7 p.m. at the Albany Auditorium in Georgia. That's we're expecting it to be sold out. So please, everyone, get your tickets. They went on sale at Ticketmaster's on April the 1st.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. So I have to see what's on my calendar. I got a few things, and it is across the country. So, but
oh yeah, well you're a busy man. You're a busy man.
Well, I mean, if I can, I mean, I do have a family in that area, so it never hurts to visit family and to see a great play all at the same time.
Well, I hope they can come out.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And
thank you for asking me.
Yes, Ms. Sullivan, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Oh, thank you so much for your help today, and I really appreciate both of you allowing me to come on and to share, and I look forward to it at another time.
All right.
All right.
We will definitely have you back. Thank you very much, and you have a great night.
Thank you, and you be blessed, both of you.
All right.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was Diane Sullivan, actress, producer, writer, whatever. Sci-fi.
Yes. Slash, yes.
Name it, she does it.
Yes.
As she says, she does it the right way. On that note, we're going to go on a commercial break. This is A Prime. Run Closer.
Yeah. Turn my beat up in the headphones. Yeah, Demo, I wanna tell you a story, man. You ain't gonna believe this, man. It's way bugged out, yo. For real. Yo, it was 6 minutes till my set and I was ready to rock. My 2020 spotted shorty with the heavenly walk. 5'5", deep dimples, mad beautiful skin. She was black and Japanese, but a beautiful blend. But through the likeness, my name is AP, her name was Natalie. Would you mind spending some time to get a rap with me? She responded cool, then we had a chat rapidly. Everything was cool, but she said she had a man. But I ain't give a damn, so I passed her my math anyway. Then we got on stage to entertain. When I was done, she was right in front of the stage and said, I did get music, I'ma call you someday. That's cool, you can hit my line anytime. You so fine that if I'm busy, then I'ma make time. She laughed and we got interrupted by my man. Tried to shoo him off, when I turned around, she was gone. Weeks later, I was at the mall copping Dougherie's. Hopped in the line, guess who was right in front of me? Like, I wanted to call but misplaced the digis. I treat you to a Cinnabon if you ain't busy. I let her, then we had a conversation and things. We could relate on some things, had a debate on a thing or two. I must admit, Natalie was very fly, had a nice fit, Marc Jacobs shades on her eyes. She took them off chuckling at one of my jokes, in which the light shiner was exposed. I just froze for a moment in time. Yo, I just couldn't believe my eyes. She turned and frowned and said, don't judge me, I know that it's looking ugly. But my boyfriend Huggy got pissed off and punched me. He does it cause he love me, and I know that he do, because he buy me nice things to give me a type of money. I said, that's stupid, your man's really abusive. It's a shame, and you shouldn't be making lame excuses. I just sighed, she wouldn't break from this guy, so I viewed it as a waste of my time. And I gave her a 5, didn't hesitate, saying saying goodbye. But she left a heavy weight on my mind, because later that night I was dreaming, and Natalie bruised and bleeding, running to me, she was silently screaming, dropped to her knees pleading. I was running at top speed, but couldn't reach it for some odd reason. I'm frustrated, irritated by this loud beeping. My alarm clock, I forgot that I was dreaming. Calm down my heavy breathing and breathe easy, seeking the remote to turn on the TV. I turned it on and it was shocking, dude, what I saw on the Fox 6 News, it blew my mind, son.
Together you gotta be smooth, 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 smooth.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was A Prime, Run Closer, dealing with an issue that's a very serious issue. We talk about domestic violence. I make fun of the state of Florida for some strange reason. There's an inordinate amount of stuff that I find coming out of the state of Florida that just strange, and so I've just picked on Florida since the beginning of this show. Don't ask me why. I just do it. I can't help it. One story in particular out of Plantation, Florida, was during a divorce proceeding, a woman, Kathleen Scott Gonzalez, was attacked during her divorce proceeding in the courthouse. I mean, we've all heard of domestic violence, but you never think that, okay, I'm finally, I mean, because I know in her mind, she's like, whoo, I'm finally getting rid of this dude. And only, you know, he attacks you in the courthouse. I mean, and for me, and I know most real men agree. A real man, you don't put your hands on a woman, at least not in that way. Yeah, and the fact that the blatant disrespect that that men have for women. I mean, on the world scale, international scale, not just, you know, just focusing on the state of Florida. I mean, because the state of Florida, just this is this particular case, which is, I've never heard of a guy attacking the soon-to-be ex-wife in court, at least not physically. I mean, you know, we understand that there's a reason why they're getting divorced, but the whole domestic violence in where we're at, and this is just a small illustration, it shocks my mind that we can't disagree without being violently disagreeable. You know, it's a famous quote that Martin Luther King,
yeah,
came with. I mean, it filters down not just through racism, but just in how we deal with each other as man and woman, as people in general, but this especially.
Well, Dick, I don't think that it's actually, you know, but I know, like you said, it's not just in Florida, but there have been quite a few, not quite a few, actually a lot of cases of domestic violence against the wife and also the husband here in Dayton, my hometown. There have been several cases where there was a 25-year-old woman who constantly tried to end a relationship with a ex-boyfriend. He was actually put in jail several times because he kept violating a restraining order. And the last time he got out of prison, he went to her house and broke into her house and killed her right in front of her 5-year-old child. Another case where a guy had been beating his wife for maybe 10 years or more and decided one day that he was going to keep hitting her and wanted to wave a gun around and ended up getting killed himself. It was either her life or his life. And regardless, like you said, you know, it's just blatant disrespect. You know, regardless of what the problems are in a relationship, I just don't understand why we as human beings and as, or as adults, you know, like you said, can't just be, you know, just agree to disagree and leave it alone. Why is there such an epidemic of domestic violence, you know, in this country? And I'm pretty sure nobody has the answer to that, but I'm sure we all have the same question in our minds.
Yeah, I mean, I've never understood it. I mean, I don't understand stalking. You know, you think that they're, if this person doesn't like you, I mean, the earth has billions of people. You can find somebody. That one person, you don't get that one person. It should not be a detriment to your life, and you can't go on without one person. You know, if it don't work, it don't work. Move on. What the hell?
Well, you know, something else too, Vic. I didn't want to, you know, make it sound so one-sided to say that, you know, it's only men.
Oh, we know it's
that are abusive. I've heard of cases where women are very abusive to the men, and because they, like you said, don't put your hands on a woman, they've been brought up that way. Never put your hands on a woman, whatever the reason is. And a lot of women, you know, take that as a man being a punk or being weak, you know, and they're hitting him and doing all kinds of things. There was a case where a girl had poured bleach into a guy's face and stabbed him in the hand with a butcher knife just because she was angry at him because she wanted to go out and he wouldn't watch the kids. So, and it's just, you know, she wanted to go out with her other boyfriend. And then he wouldn't watch the kids. And she decided to pour bleach in his face and stab him in the hand. And when he went to the police about it, they laughed at him. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with society? You know, why is that funny?
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. It's conditioned that a man, if he's not willing to, like, smack the taste out of his woman's mouth, there's something wrong with him. I mean, you know, we backwards in this society. You know, if you're, you know, in case we talk about being nerds, whatnot, and people, you know, growing up, people are mad at you because you can read and write. You know, he's smart. And that ain't, being smart ain't celebrated.
Well, being smart is not cool, huh?
Right. Being
it's not cool to be smart.
Is being stupid. And conversely, if you're not violent uncontrollably, I mean, basically, humanity, we're like Pokemon characters. Just going around, I must battle you because
right.
I must battle you.
That's
I need to test your skills
for
no good reason whatsoever. I mean, it's basically how I see it. Mankind is like Pokemon now. We just battling. I had to stop my son and him from watching that. When I sat down and watched it, it's like, what, they just battle for no reason?
Right.
It just, you know, I must fight you because I must fight you. I mean, and that's where we are. We talk about society. I mean, we talked about it last time we were on the air. The sports is more important than your kids' education. Education is not important because, hell, being smart, why would you want to do that?
I don't know, so that I don't end up washing your windows with newspaper in a squeezy, in a, you know, washing your windows on the side of the road, you know, maybe so you don't have to so I don't have to beg you for change, you know. I mean, maybe that's a good reason to be smart so that you can have a future for yourself, you know. But people don't see it that way. They see it as, you know, you're a chump, you know, if you're smart, you know. If you can form a proper sentence, if you can form a proper sentence, then all of a sudden you're so proper and you're not hit, you're not down, you're not cool, you know. I don't see it that way.
Well, I mean, that's part of the, we talk about our culture of violence and insensitivity. We don't know how to be real.
Exactly.
We have no, I mean, the people that folks think are cool, like, you know, I always bring up Scarface. Like, everybody says, oh, Scarface, one of the greatest movies ever. And I will say it to the end, I don't get it. I look at it like he's a drug dealer. I cheered when he got killed in the end. I didn't think it was cool. I didn't think anything he did in the movie was cool.
No.
I don't see it. I will never see it. I don't worship at the altar of ignorance. I mean, that's the reason why my name is Dick Hugger, because I don't understand how people can say a word that means ignorance is a term of endearment.
The term of endearment.
You would turn a word that means ignorant as your term of endearment, so you're basically tongue-kissing ignorance every time you say it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's one of our bloggers writes, we live in a system based on competition. Is it a surprise that this does not lead to cooperative behavior? I mean, yeah, we know we don't know how to cooperate. That goes without cooperation. I mean, when you talk about cooperation, people look at you like, oh, you're trying to get over on me.
Yeah.
There's no, and that's the sad part. It's like, I can be trying to offer you something, to give you something, because just in my nature to help, and you'll have someone who will look at it like, okay, what are you getting out of it? Like, I'm just trying to help.
Well, you know, the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. That's not the case. There are people out there like you and myself who enjoy helping people, not because we're looking for something for ourselves, but because we may have been in that position before where we needed somebody to help us and we didn't have anybody. And I know for myself, I've always said, if I'm ever in a position to help another person out in any way, then that's what I'm going to do. And I don't care what anybody feels about it. But 95% of our society doesn't think that way. They feel to do something, you have to get payment for it, you know?
Well, I mean, and that's the rub. I mean, what's the payment? I mean, is it an emotional payment? Is it a physical payment? I mean, the payment is always at a cost to the other being detriment, whether it be financial, mental, mm-hmm. or physical. And the sick cycle of capitalizing on one another.
Yeah.
The free market capitalizing, I mean, there is no such thing as free. And capitalizing just means I'm getting over on you.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's not fair play. That's me getting over on you. No.
Yeah.
I want to thank Ms. Diane Sullivan for graciously coming on the show. I want to thank you, Ms. 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. I want to thank all the listeners for listening, of course, because if not for you, it'd be just me and Miss 100%. running our mouths all by ourselves.
Yes.
And on that note, I'm Dick Hugger.
And I'm Miss 100%.
Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.